Smell that? Mmm, just say the name, steak. And mouths begin to water while chops are being licked. Mmm, good. Now, no one loves steak more than me, folks. And after stumbling upon a steak cooking secret, I spent the last year perfecting my signature King Dude's Acadiana steak rub and cooking system. My unique blend of peppers, herbs, spices, with just the right amount of salt, makes the perfect steak rub. You'll get tender, juicy, never overcooked, and seasoned to perfection steaks. The King Dude's Acadiana Steak Rub takes all the guesswork out of steak seasoning and cooking times. Try a bag of my Acadiana Steak Rub today, and I guarantee you the best steak dinner you ever had. Right now, you can buy my rub separately or as part of my Cooking with the King Dude Gourmet Seasoning and Cooking Gift Set. It includes a bag of my Pork Beast and Butt Rub, a gourmet kitchen cutting board from McClure Tables, and three of my El Rey Dude Corona cigars. To order the gift set or any of my rubs a la carte, go to mikechurch.com/rubs or call us at 844-527-8723. The best steak dinner you ever had awaits.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, December 16th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Foundations Restored, the epic 17-part DVD or streaming video series that destroys the neo-Darwinist theory of evolution in favor of the actual history of Earth found in the book of Genesis. Order Foundations Restored today at crusadechannel.com/Adam. Here's what to listen for this hour. You can now test for COVID-19 in the privacy of your own home. Eric Trump has his day in court coming up. And if you're flying this week, a major East Coast storm might disrupt your travel plans. Senator Mitch McConnell congratulated Joe Biden on his victory, breaking with President Trump's drive to overturn his election loss. McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, also privately pleaded with Republican senators not to object when Congress tallies the electoral results on January 6th. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration Tuesday authorized the nation's first home COVID-19 test that doesn't need a lab or medical provider's prescription. The test made by an Australia-based company can deliver results in about 15 minutes. It costs about $30. Advocates have called for authorization of home tests to alleviate the nation's testing crunch, which has stressed labs and delayed results for consumers and medical providers. The FDA has previously authorized tests allowing consumers to collect and send samples to a lab. A group of Republicans in Pennsylvania Tuesday has again urged the U.S. Supreme Court to take up their lawsuit. It challenges the 2020 election results in the state. The nation's top court had previously rejected the group's request for immediate injunctive relief to block Pennsylvania from taking further steps to certify the 2020 election results. At the time, the group's lawyer, Greg Tufel, said that the case was not over because his clients were planning to file a formal petition. They want to ask the court to review the lawsuit, which they hadn't filed the first time. A judge Tuesday also ordered the Trump Organization to turn over documents to New York State investigators, all part of a probe into the company's business practices. New York Attorney General Letitia James, a Democrat, revealed in August she had been probing whether the Trump Organization had improperly manipulated the value of its assets on annual financial statements in order to secure loans and obtain tax benefits. The investigation had remained confidential for months. Justice Arthur Engron from the New York Supreme Court ordered Eric Trump, an executive vice president at the Trump Organization, to make himself available by October 7th to be interviewed for the probe. Coming up, our saint of the day, inspired by the life of Saint Anthony, founded a priestly community in Vercelli that resembled a monastic community. Quote of the day, the first end I propose in our daily work is to do the will of God. Secondly, to do it in the manner he wills it. And thirdly, to do it because it is his will. Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
The Theology of Home book series has become an immediate success, helping tens of thousands of American housewives turn their homes from places to live to places to lovingly raise and nurture a family. Cary Gress and the other authors opened up a world of beauty, charm, and old-fashioned homemaking using things you already keep around the home. Our Theology of Home gift set contains Theology of Home Volume 1 and 2 and the Theology of Home Daily Planner, an essential place to plan and keep your own personal Theology of Home. Order your Theology of Home Planner at mikechurch.com/home. Custom gift wrapping is available, but time is running out till Christmas. So please order as soon as possible, mikechurch.com/home, or call us at 844-527-8723.
Our saint of the day is Saint Eusebius. Now, I thought yesterday was Eusebius, but I was wrong. I don't know, I must have looked at the wrong date, but it is today. He was born in Sardinia in 283 after his father's martyrdom. He was taken to Rome by his mom, where he later became elector. He became the first bishop in Vercelli in northern Italy, probably sometime in the early to mid-340s. According to a letter of Ambrose to the congregation in Vercelli 2 decades after Eusebius' death, the local leaders recognized his piety and thus elected him rather than local candidates. Inspired by the life of St. Anthony, he founded a priestly community in Vercelli that resembled a monastic community. He was the first bishop to live in common with a clergy, devoting his best energies to form them in piety and zeal. Several letters surrounding the council written to or by Eusebius still survive, as do 2 letters written by him during his exile. Eusebius was dragged through the streets and persecuted in many ways, but he never gave up his Catholic faith. Once back in Vercelli in 363, he continued to be a leader in defeating Arianism in the Western Church, and he was one of the chief opponents of the Arian bishop. He died in 370 or 371. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals Tuesday sided with 2 Nevada churches, ruling that the state's COVID-19 restrictions on church attendance is unconstitutional. The decision comes after 2 churches, Calvary Chapel Lone Mountain in Las Vegas and Calvary Chapel Dayton Valley in Lyon County, had earlier this year challenged Governor Steve Sisolak's limits on places of worship, which currently sits at a maximum of 50 people or 25% of capacity, whichever seems to be less. Other businesses, including restaurants and casinos, are subject to 25% capacity, but no hard cap on people. The 9th Circuit Court's decision reverses earlier federal court rulings that had upheld the state's restrictions on indoor worship services. Heads up, if you're planning to fly this week, a major East Coast storm just might disrupt your travel plans. Winter Storm Gale is forecast to impact a wide swath of the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic regions Wednesday and Thursday, stretching from Maine all the way down to southern Virginia and western North Carolina. For big cities, according to the Weather Service, the snowfall forecast for Washington, D.C., 3 to 4 inches, Philly, 8 to 12 inches, New York City could see 14 inches, and 8 to 12 inches in Boston. Forecasters are warning that the storm's going to hit hard and fast, with major disruptions to travel, even travel shutdowns, as well as shipping delays, school closings, power outages from this blockbuster storm. Airlines have already started issuing broad travel waivers for passengers who want to dodge it. Forecast to be the most significant winter storm in several years by leaving earlier, later, or canceling their trip altogether. Airlines issue waivers and proactively cancel flights so they don't strand passengers and planes. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.